神的介绍，感谢上帝能够和弟兄姊妹啊一同来分享啊主的圣言。
Pleasure to be here, fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
啊，就像今天上午阿什牧师在中文堂讲道的时候特别提到。
This morning, when Pastor Arthur was preaching at the Chinese congregation,
哎，我们目前有疫情的横行。
And he said the virus still rampant.
啊，还有俄罗斯和乌克兰的欧洲的，甚至是世界性的大战。
And plus this war going on between Ukraine and Russia, and possibly even expanding into a world war.
我们眼前又有通货膨胀，两年差不多油价就上涨一倍。
And we're also facing this unbelievable inflation, as far as you can tell, the gasoline price has increased nearly 100% in 2 years.
所以不管是在社会领域中、公共领域中，还是在我们个人的生活中。
So as we can tell in every aspect of our life, no matter it's a societal issue or a public issue or in our personal life.
都有让我们感到痛苦、失望，甚至绝望的时候。
And there are moments where we really feel hopeless and despair.
所以我们特别的需要向上帝祷告。
And this is why we especially need to pray to God.
我们先以祷告开始。
So let's begin by praying.
天父上帝，我们来呼求你的名。
Heavenly Father, we call upon your name.
求你在我们的心中，在我们的中间，在全地向我们显现。
We ask you to reveal yourself in our hearts, but also in this land.
开我们属灵的眼睛。
Open our eyes of faith.
使我们能够听到天使撒拉佛的歌声。
That we may hear the songs sung by seraphims.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！耶和华的荣耀充满全地。
And holy, 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 your glory fills the earth.
哪怕有疫情、战争、通货膨胀，主你仍然在掌管万有。
And you are still in control despite the pandemic, the war, and inflation.
主，求你来亲自的。光照教导我们。
Lord, please shine upon us, enlighten us, and instruct us.
什么在各种各样的社会现象中
that through all the phenomena in this, we're seeing in the society,
能够得见你那看不见的膀臂
that we may see that invisible arms of yours.
什么因着信就知道
and through our faith that we come to know,
你仍然在掌管万有，让万事
That you're still ruling over everything, and you still make all things work for the good of those who are called by you.
使我们最终得益处。
That we may benefit despite the sin.
虽然我们都不配得。
And even though we're unworthy.
但是你在基督耶稣里丰丰富富赐给我们这样的赐福和生命。
You have blessed us abundantly through Jesus Christ.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给他。
May glory and praise be to you.
Amen.
Amen.
我向大家宣读诗篇二十六篇中文请 Tony为大家宣读英文。
Okay, we're going to read Psalm 26 in Chinese first, then I'll read in English.
在诗篇二十六篇，大卫的诗，耶和华，我求你为我伸冤，因我向来行事纯全，我有依靠耶和华。并不摇动，耶和华，求你查看我，试验我，熬炼我的肺腑心肠，因为你的慈爱常在我眼前，我也按你的真理而行。我没有和虚妄人同坐，也不与蛮哄人的同群。我恨恶恶人的会，并不与恶人同坐。耶和华，我要伸手表明无故，才环绕你的祭坛，我好发诚谢的声音，也要述说你一切奇妙的作为。耶和华，我喜爱你所在的所住的殿和你显荣耀的居所。不要把我的灵魂和罪人一同除掉，不要把我的性命和流人血的一同除掉。他们的手中有奸恶，右手满有贿赂，至于我却要行事纯全。求你救赎我，怜恤我，我的脚站在平坦地方，在众会中我要称颂耶和华。
Psalm 26, Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness. I do not sit with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, O Lord, proclaiming thanksgiving aloud and telling all of your wondrous deeds. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not sweep my soul away with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are evil devices and whose right hands are full of bribes. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on level ground. In the great assembly, I will bless the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这首诗篇是大卫的祈祷。
Brothers and sisters, and this psalm is indeed a prayer of David.
在这通祈祷中有三重祷告，有四重祷告。
And among this prayer, in fact, it's really a fourfold prayer.
大卫首先祷告的是 求上帝审判的祷告，prayer of judgment.
The first fold is a prayer for judgment.
所以我们看到在26篇的第一节讲的，耶和华，求你为我伸冤。As
it states in the first verse, it says, "Vindicate me, O Lord."
然后我们看到第二个祷告是省察的祷告，在第二节讲的说，耶和华，求你查看我试验。
And then it is also a prayer for examination because it says, prove me, O Lord, and try me, test my heart. It is also a prayer for preservation because in verse 9 it says, do not sweep my soul away with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty man.
最后大卫祷告的是救赎的祷告，求您救赎我，怜恤我。And
lastly, it is a prayer for redemption because it calls for God to be gracious to me and redeem me.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们很多基督徒其实没有很好的祷告生活。Brothers
and sisters, actually, quite of us do not really have a good spiritual life of prayer.
我们很少有的祷告，也往往不是合乎圣经的祷告。And
even when we pray infrequently, our prayers quite often are not in perfect alignment with the Bible.
在我们的祷告中，我们当然常常呼求上帝来保守我们，拯救我们。We
do ask a lot in our through our prayers, please keep us and protect us.
但是你很难向上帝祷告，Oh Lord, judge me, 主啊，来审判我。
But can you really imagine that you're going to pray for God to judge me, to judge us?
主啊，求你来检查我的心，熬炼我， test me, examine me.
Yeah, you ask God to examine yourself, to test yourself.
弟兄姊妹，所以大卫的这个祷告还是蛮有挑战性的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is a prayer full of challenge.
其实这首诗呢，被称之为哀怨诗。
And we know this prayer is one of the laments.
哀怨诗就说，在我们遭遇痛苦的时候，遭遇失败的时候，遭遇羞辱的时候，面对死亡的时候。This
kind of lament is really we really do this when we face setbacks, suffering, or even death.
我们来到主的面前，呼求上帝的帮助。And
when we come before God and ask for His help.
弟兄姊妹，在这个世界上，我们人生常常遭遇一些不如意的事情。
And brothers and sisters, in fact, as you live your life, you will experience a lot of setbacks or dissatisfactions.
就是主耶稣基督在这个世界上的时候，他也被称之为是受苦的仆人。
And even when Lord Jesus Christ was living in this earth, he was the servant who suffered.
他不仅饱受苦难，而且最终是屈死在冤死在十字架上。
Not only he suffered greatly, but he even died on the cross as an innocent man.
弟兄姊妹，如何面对我们的感情？
So brothers and sisters, how to handle our feelings and emotions?
如何在我们的感情受到打击、受到伤害、受到打压，你仍然能够得胜。
And how to really live out that triumphant life in spite of suffering or even humiliation and even persecution.
这是我们的人格是否坚强、是否成熟的关键标记。
And this is indeed the hallmark of how mature we are as a Christian.
而且弟兄姊妹，我们看到诗篇一共150篇。
So brothers and sisters, we know there are 150 Psalms.
其中有60篇是哀怨诗。
And 60 out of the 150 are categorized as a lament.
而且我们知道圣经66卷书，其中有一卷书就特别叫哀歌。
We also know that among the 66 books, there's actually this book of Lamentation.
小弟兄姊妹，我们如何对待我们的情绪情感，尤其我们的情绪情感低沉的时候，确确实实是一个挑战。
So brothers, sisters, indeed it is a challenge for us to handle emotion and feelings when we're feeling low.
当我们的情绪受到震荡、受到打击、受到伤害、非常抑郁的时候
when we're hurt or we feel depressed or even persecuted,
很多人特别想吃东西来填补
and some people have a tendency just to eat more.
很多人想去吸毒来忘记自己的痛苦
and some people turn to narcotics to release their pain and suffering.
不想上学了，不想工作了，就把自己关在房子里。
And somebody just lock themselves, lock themselves, not going to school or not going to work.
其实这一切都是集中在我们如何对待我们的情绪，如何对待我们的悲哀。
And all of these are centered around how we treat the sorrow or pain or suffer.
所以弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督不仅为我们担当我们的罪孽。
So brothers and sisters, not only Jesus died for our sin,
也医治我们受伤的心灵。
He also healed us.
但是我们受伤的心灵如何得医治呢
？But how our broken heart can be healed?
那我们知道我们在世上有疾病，我们愿意去找一个好的医生。
We know when we get sick, we go to see a doctor.
所以当我们的心灵也经历创伤经历痛苦的时候我们要来到我们心灵的灵魂的大牧者耶稣基督面前
Therefore, when we're broken hearted, we do come really to see the real counselor, Christ Jesus.
所以我们看到大卫在遭受痛苦的时候
So we know when David was in misery,
很多人讲大卫是君王是受膏者他怎么还会有痛苦呢
Some people even question, how would David be in misery? He was the anointed, he was the king.
你看到大卫在家庭中受到藐视。
And you actually can see that David was looked down even in his own family.
当撒母耳来高利王的时候这个大卫的父亲知道哎这是我七个儿子你看哪个好。
So even when the prophet Samuel came to identify the future king, David's father was saying, I have seven sons, and can you tell which one will be the one that will be the future king?
Samuel said, 这七个都不是，你还有没有别的儿子？还有一个在外面放羊的。
And Samuel replied, none of the sevens really are the ones I'm looking. Do you have any other sons?
大卫是老小家里的。
And because David was the youngest one in the family.
他在是旷野中放羊的。
He was really shepherding in the wilderness.
他甚至不被自己的父亲当作是儿子中的一个。
And he was not even recognized as a son by his own father.
所以你知道后来大卫来到这个击杀哥利亚的那个战场上。
So that's why we know when David came to kill Goliath.
大卫的哥哥们就极其的藐视他，羞辱他。
His older brothers really looked down on him, even ridiculed him.
你这小子不放羊到这儿来干什么
？Why are you here as this young guy?
你心里怀着恶意。
Do you hold any conspiracy inside?
你来到战场上看我们的热闹。
Are you just come here to look at how we're going to be beaten by Goliath?
几乎就是说赶紧滚回家去放羊吧。
And in the end, just tell him just go away and go back to.Keep shepherding.
所以哪怕后来大卫击杀了哥利亚
So even after David killed Goliath,
扫罗也追杀大卫。
Saul continued to pursue him.
追杀了大卫到处流亡。
And attempt to kill him to the point that David was really exile.
甚至大卫不得不装疯，然后把唾沫抹在自己的身上。
And even the point that he had to put a spit on his own face, pretending he was insane.
所以我们看到大卫真的是一个经历过痛苦挣扎的人。
And then we know that David indeed is somebody who had experienced pain and affliction. In his senior years, he actually experienced a betrayal from his own son, the one whom he loved a lot.
说弟兄姊妹，哪怕你是像大卫一样这样蒙上帝拣选恩膏的人，你也要经历很多的痛苦、羞辱和挣扎。
So we know, even as somebody like David, who was chosen and anointed by God, he still had to go through all the pain, suffering, and struggles.
不管我们是在家庭中、在学校中、在教会中、在社会中。
No matter we're in our home or at a school or at a work or in the society in general.
我们不要遇到问题了，不要遇到挑战了，不要遇到敌人了。
We wish we don't have to face enemies. We never encounter enemies. We never face challenges.
如果你这样想的话，其实你的问题已经是很大了。
And if you're thinking like this, your problem is actually already growing big.
我们本身就生活在幻想之中，我们本身就是身体上、精神上有很大的问题。
And we indeed were very problematic in terms of body and soul when we live.
所以我们总会遇到很多的沮丧，很多的痛苦，关键是我们如何得胜。
Therefore, we will experience setbacks and pain and suffering. The key is how we're going to be able to overcome.
弟兄姊妹，上帝赐给我们得胜的重要的蒙恩之道管道，就是通过我们的祷告。
So the key to the triumph is really through our prayers.
所以我们看到大卫的第一重祷告。
And therefore, when we look at the prayer of David,
耶和华，求你为我伸冤。
David asked, "Vindicate me, O Lord."
所以弟兄姊妹，首先在这个不管是家庭、学校、社会中。
So, brothers, no matter in your family, in at school or at work,
你常常觉得别人对你不公平。
Do you often feel like other people are treating you unfairly?
常常你心里觉得很被羞辱。
Do you feel sometimes you're being insulted?
所以这个时候你怎么办呢？
That, what do you do? What should we do?
世人所做的无非就是如此。
It's basically what men can do are just like this.
如果你比较强大，你就反过来羞辱他。
If you're somebody who is strong inside, the tendency is we come back and insult someone else.
软弱，你就忍辱含垢。
If you're kind of weak inside, you tend to, okay, I'll just suck it up.
但是当你长期的忍忍忍忍辱含垢的时候，你这个性格就走向不断的被打压、被扭曲，最后一般来讲也是走向一种变形和崩溃的。
But if you keep putting up insults like this long enough, you're going to accumulate it to the point that your own character becomes distorted and you don't have a perfect view anymore.
所以此时此刻我们应当来到主的面前，主啊，求你来审判，求你来伸冤。
So at this moment, what we ought to do is really come before God and ask Him to vindicate, ask Him really to judge.
为什么我们能够来到主的面前这样呼求呢？
Why can we come and cry before God?
大卫说，因为我行事纯全，又依靠耶和华，并不摇动。
And David here answered, For I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering.
当然我们知道大卫绝不是仅仅靠他自己。
But obviously we know David was not just in reliance of himself.
诗篇中很多地方是弥赛亚诗篇性质的。
It's quite often the poems we see in Psalms there or tend to be those prophetic. The prayer of David is really a prayer from his spiritual prayer.
所以他首先在上帝面前摆正自己的位置。
So this is why he first really positioned himself perfectly.
是啊，弟兄姊妹，第二讲的行事纯全，其实就是他的良心，他的心智是愿意按照他所信靠的，按照神的话去行的。
So brothers and sisters, here, when David said, "I have walked in my integrity," really meant that. He has the will and he has a conscience to walk according to the manner God wanted him to walk.
说的非常简单，就是大卫知道他愿意按照神的话去行。
To make it simple, it's basically he is following. He also knows what God wanted him to walk.
弟兄姊妹，很多人祷告之所以说，哎呀，我祷告不蒙垂听啊，上帝不听我的话。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes when we say, when we complain that God has not listened to our prayers.
但是问题是我们有没有愿意听神的话
？And the bigger question is really, are you willing to listen to God?
如果我们不愿意听神的话，我们也不要幻想上帝会听我们的话。
If we are unwilling to listen to God, how can we expect God to listen to us?
所以我们看到大卫在第二个祷告中就特别呼求上帝来查看我、试验我。
And the second aspect in this prayer is David was praying to God to have God to examine him.
大卫的意思说，我说的是否是我内心的？我做的是否是合乎我的良心、合乎的信仰？主，求你来查看，求你来试验。
And David was really asking God to examine whether what he said indeed comes from what he thinks.
弟兄姊妹，当大卫这样祷告的时候，他真的是特别的，是一个在上帝面前也审查自己。
So when David was praying, he was also examining himself.
所以当大卫审查自己的时候，他首先是仰望的是耶和华的慈爱。
The first thing he during his examination was he was looking up to God's kindness.
弟兄姊妹，如果没有神的慈爱，如果神按照我们的罪来纠察我们，没有一个人在上帝面前站立得住。
Brothers, who can stand firm if without God's loving kindness?
而且这个慈爱，尤其是上帝借着耶稣基督来拯救我们，显明了上帝的慈爱。
And also through the salvation by Jesus Christ, the loving kindness is revealed to us.
当然，大卫也定制，我也爱你的真理而行。
But here, David was also convicted to the point that he had decided to walk in God's faithfulness.
弟兄姊妹，尤其是我们各位年轻的，我们高中的、大学的啊，青年的弟兄姊妹。
Especially our young brothers and sisters, whether you are in high school or you are in college.
当我们审查自己的时候，求主确保我们四个方面。
Let's ask God to take care of at least the four aspects as we examine ourselves.
首先不要与那些虚谎人、欺哄人的、恶人的有过多的来往交朋友。
First, let us do not sit with men of falsehood.
他们就像有瘟疫的、我们知道这个疫情时期，如果我们过多的接触、我们也会感染瘟疫。
We know during the pandemic, if we somehow expose ourselves to the virus frequently, we will contract the virus.
所以要与那些真正敬畏上帝的人来交朋友。
By the same token, really interact with those people who are holy, who fear God.
所以大卫又说：“我洗手表明无故，就是说要保持自己的洁净。”
So here, as David expressed, "I wash my hands in innocence." It's a way for him to express that he wants to keep himself holy and clean.
第三个方面，大卫说：“我要称谢。”发称谢的声音，要常常有感恩的声音。
And thirdly, David here said, proclaiming thanksgiving aloud.
我们要感谢父母的养育之恩。
And we want to be thankful to our parents because they take care of us.
感谢老师的教导之恩。
And we're thankful to our teachers for their instruction.
我们感谢我们出生在美国这片土地上。
We're thankful that we're born and raised in this land.
这片当初清教徒超生科的土地。
And on this land that the Puritan had founded.
虽然美国也常常面对很多问题，但是我们仍然有宪政、民主、基本的自由的保障。
Even though there are a lot of problems in this country, but we know there's some basic guarantee from this from this constitutional government.
第四个方面，大卫说，我特别的要喜爱你所住的殿，你荣耀的居所。
Then the last one is David here. It says, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
所以我们要注意要参与教会的崇拜。
And therefore, we ought to participate in the worship.
弟兄姊妹，特别是我们上大学出来工作。
Brothers, especially if you just come out of college and join the workplace force.
对你来说，你的生命真正在上帝面前成功的关键是什么呢？
It's really the key for you to succeed.
不要因为我们上大学了，然后我们就不参加教会了。
It's not. Don't think in this way that. Well, I'm in college, therefore I'm going to skip church.
不要因为我工作了，我就不需要教会了。
Don't think that because now I start to work, therefore I no longer need a church.
说说弟兄姊妹，我们常常外出野营，我们就看到烧火。
Brothers and sisters, if you go out for camping, sometimes you see bonfire.
有没有人只烧一根柴啊？
Have you ever seen anybody who only light one piece of wood?
那一根柴哪怕点着了，很快就会熄灭的。
We know even if you're able just to light that one piece of wood, the fire is going to extinguish pretty soon.
所以我们的营火都是一堆柴在那里烧。
Therefore, you see the bonfire is really... you set up a bonfire because you have many pieces of wood. Even if you're that one piece of wood that has the most intense flame, if we take out that one piece, the fire is going to be put out soon. And obviously we know that the grace through Jesus Christ God has blessed us with, we will never lose that. But we are responsible for preserving ourselves.
所以第三个祷告，大卫就祷告，主啊，求你来保守我，救我脱离仇敌。
Then the third fold of this prayer is really a prayer for preservation, because David asked God to deliver him from the enemies.
所以不要把我的灵魂和罪人一同除掉，不要把我的性命和流人血的一同除掉。
So that God will not sweep his soul away with sinners, nor his life with bloodthirsty men.
弟兄姊妹，不管是在社会中，还是在学校中，总是免不了有人要犯罪。
Brothers and sisters, we know people do sin, even at your work, or in the society, or at school.
我们不仅保守自己，不要和他们同伙。
Not only we want to protect ourselves from interacting with them, we also pray to God that when the judgment day comes, when these evildoers are being judged, and we will not be one of them.
所以弟兄姊妹，大卫最后的祷告还是落实在救赎的祈求上。
And the last fold, the last aspect of his prayer falls on the redemption.
大卫说，罪我却要行使纯全。
We know that we want to walk with integrity.
但是哪怕我们定制行事纯全,
but we know that sometimes when we want to do good things,
我们仍然不是靠我们自己的定制，仍然不是靠我们自己的恩赐，我们仍然需要上帝不断地用他的膀臂来救赎我们。
We're not relying on our own will or power. We have to seek God's help and His grace to preserve us, to redeem us.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们要像大卫一样,
we ought to act or pray as David,
更像我们的救主耶稣基督一样,
or even more as our Lord Savior Christ.
耶稣基督在他的公共侍奉中, 他是以40天之久在旷野祷告开始的。
And when Jesus began his ministry, he started by praying in the wilderness for 40 days.
耶稣基督在结束他公开的侍奉的时候，是以在科西玛尼园里的祷告来结束的。
When he was about to end his ministry, he also ended with a prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以弟兄姊妹，为我们常常从大卫的这四重祷告中学习到我们当有的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let's learn how to pray through this fourfold prayer of David.
我们要呼求上帝的公义和审判。
Let's cry out for his judgment and justice.
我们更要信靠上帝的慈爱。
We also want to rely on His loving kindness.
不管环境如何险恶，
no matter how the situation is，
不管我们个人如何软弱，
no matter how weak we may be，
我们要呼求主来拯救我们，施展他的大能。
We cry out to God and ask for His salvation, for His mighty power.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管是审判的祷告、醒察的祷告、保守的祷告，最终要落实在主啊，求你救我。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it is indeed a prayer for judgment, for examination, for preservation. But most importantly, the bottom line is that we ask God to save us.
求你救我，脱离我的敌人。
To deliver us from our enemies.
脱离我们险恶的环境。
And to deliver us from the circumstances.
更求主就把我们脱离那自我中心、自高、自大、自己放弃的那个老我本身。
And to deliver us from our old self, that full of pride, arrogance, and self-centeredness.
这就是大卫的四重性的祈祷。
And this is a fourfold prayer of David.
让我们祷告来结束。
Let's pray.
天父上帝带领我们。
Brothers and sisters, lead us.
让我们来效法我们的救主耶稣基督。
Let us imitate our Lord Savior.
让我们效法你所中的圣徒大卫本身。
Let us imitate your own servant David.
让我们在祷告的时候也能够进入这四重性的祷告。
When we pray, let us experience this fourfold prayer.
主，求你为我们伸冤。
Lord, we ask you to vindicate us.
主，求你来试炼我们。
Lord, we also ask you to examine us.
主，求你来特别的保守我们。
To preserve us.
更求你来救赎我们。
More importantly, to redeem us.
就把我们脱离火坑和淤泥。
So that we may be delivered from the adversaries.
使我们常常站立在磐石之上。
That we can always stand firm.
这永永远远的磐石就是你所赐给我们的救主耶稣基督。
Stand on the rock that which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
祷告祈求感恩奉耶稣的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主，谢谢。